Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Common and Uncommon with your host, Julio, where we take on a variety of different topics and talk about the popular and unpopular perspective on said topic, from community to national and international. Our goal is not to push one or the other perspective, but to explore both points of view and just engage in fun but thought-provoking conversations. Once again, welcome. All right, welcome back, fam, to another episode of Common and Uncommon. Today, we will be talking about the common perspective of veganism being a privilege and too expensive for most to even be able to afford. I'll go over why people might think this and why it's also the opposite. This is going to be a shorter episode compared to other episodes I've done. Now, I totally get it. I understand how veganism could be an expensive transition. Now, key word, transition. I say this because I went through it. You see, at first when I went vegan, I basically tried to replace all the animal foods I was already consuming with vegan ones. So, for example, I'd replace chicken with vegan chicken strips and meat burgers with vegan meat burgers, dairy cheese with vegan cheese, and the list goes on and on. And this really did add up to an expensive checkout. Although I believe this misconception at first, due to my determination to stay vegan, I came to realize that it doesn't have to be expensive to make this change. And I've noticed that most people that say going vegan is expensive are usually those that went vegan for a short period and ate nothing but vegan mock meats and a lot of vegan processed food. A lot of the people that aren't or ever truly looked into being vegan, it's interesting, you know, how some of the same people saying this don't count their macros or track their calories, but they speak surely of how a vegan diet is not only a first world privilege, but an unhealthy diet. And as someone who weightlifts a lot and does track their macros and calories, focusing on nutrition is something I know quite a bit about. But anyways, let's truly be honest. An expensive diet could be said the same for a non-vegan type of diet, right? I mean, if you want grass-fed meat and free-range eggs and organic anything animal-related, it's going to cost you more as well. Now, I do admit that there is some vegan alternatives that are more pricier than their animal counterparts, and this can be contributed to supply and demand. Although, yes, the demand for vegan products is on a rise like never seen before, we have to remember that the majority of the world's population still consumes animal products, not all, but the majority. And of course, with time and the spread of awareness, and this is going to change as we have been seeing. Also, as the demand for vegan products goes up, more companies will want to tap into this space of consumerism, which will create competition. And as competition rises, the prices will drop as well in some of these companies. Something many people might not know about is that a lot of our taxpayer money goes towards tax subsidies for animal agricultural businesses, whether it's for bailing them out of debt or just failing to sell their products. A big example of this is the dairy industry, which has received over billions of dollars for bailouts due to more and more people, even non-vegans, transitioning over to alternative plant-based milks. The dairy industry is not doing so well, to say the least. In an article I read, the federal government has helped keep the cost down for soy and corn, which is the cheapest feed for cattle. Now, feed for cattle is super expensive due to the large amounts that is needed to feed cows. It's about 20 whole pounds of grain for one single edible pound of meat. Think about that. You know, one calculation found that without subsidies, 1 pound of hamburger meat could cost up to $35 for just 1 pound. See, one of the biggest misconceptions of going vegan is that you have to eat vegan chicken nuggets, vegan burgers, vegan cheese, vegan this, vegan that. But the main staples in a vegan diet are actually whole foods, which are actually the cheapest in most stores, like beans, rice, lentils, chickpeas, potatoes, vegetables, fruits, whole grain pastas, and breads, especially in bulk. Now, compare all those foods to the price of fish, chicken, meat, and dairy products. Like I said earlier, I still wanted to eat the animal products I was eating, but a vegan version of it. And it took me a while and some research to find that I should have centered my food plates more around whole foods. People also claim that veganism is a first world luxury that third world countries can't afford. But before I discuss this talking point, time and time again, vegans have stated that we don't expect people to go vegan if it would harm their health or well-being in any major way. But most of the time when people bring this talking point up, they only do it in a way to disprove veganism by an exception type of case. But in what other conversations would people possibly try to justify what we should do ethically by comparing what we do day to day to people in so-called third world countries? That's my question. But since people use this talking point quite often, I'd argue that feeding and raising livestock would be a lot more expensive for such a short amount of beneficial outcome. It takes a lot to feed and raise a cattle, right? To raise cattle, it wouldn't make sense to go down this route. If you were living close to poverty conditions, it would be more affordable to live off of grains and legumes, as most of the third world countries do. That's not to say they are practicing a full vegan diet, because it's not expensive to raise chickens and smaller livestock, but the majority of their plates center around grains and legumes. They not only consume what is easily available to them, but what is also affordable to sustain. And when you compare animal agriculture to whole foods agriculture, it's obvious that plant agriculture is more feasible. And if you think about it, a dish of steak is more expensive when you compare it to a bowl or two of beans and rice. So it seems to me that meat is more of a privilege than a whole foods diet to those in third world countries. It's interesting because my grandma, which is from Mexico, has told me many times before that when she raised her 10 children, it was a luxury moment when she would feed them meat. She raised them on a mostly whole foods kind of diet because meat was expensive to buy compared to whole foods. She didn't have them a whole foods diet due to choice, but because it was more affordable. And once in a while, she would feed them meat when she was able to afford it. So it just goes to show how eating meat is more of a privilege than eating a plant-based diet. And people will usually then point out that, yeah, most of these people are malnourished due to a lack of minerals and nutrients. And this is mostly because they don't get the needed daily calories to be fully nourished. This isn't to say that a plant-based diet falls short on giving you all the vitamins and nutrients you need in a fully balanced diet. It's simply because they don't have an abundance in what they can attain. Unlike here in quote-unquote first world countries, we have easy, unlimited access to a wide range of global imports. You really can't compare our wide range of choices to those that don't. And like I said before, vegans don't expect those that live in certain parts of the world to consume a plant-based diet if they can't afford it or don't have access to it, especially if it comes at the cost of their health and well-being. So people need to realize we have these options to go plant-based due to all the supermarkets we have that offer these options at a lower economical rate. Now, this might be a small off-topic rant, but I just want to clear the air on something that I hear a lot as well, is why do vegans want to make their food look and taste like non-vegan versions? Why is there vegan hot dogs, vegan burgers, etc.? It's simply because vegans don't go vegan from one day to another because they stop enjoying the taste or look of those animal-based products. We went vegan either for moral and ethical or environmental reasons. So it's really good, you know, it's really good to have these vegan mock meats because it makes it easier for those that are hesitant to go vegan due to letting go of some of their favorite tastes in certain foods. This shows non-vegans that you don't only have the option to consume foods that look the same, taste the same, and has the same texture as their animal counterparts, but it just goes to show even more how we can still continue to enjoy these foods, but without the need of exploiting and killing animals, which is the center goal of the veganism movement. But I digress. So these foods are not only cheaper, especially in bulk, but a lot healthier and with higher nutritional value. You really do get, you know, the most bang for your buck. If there's any vegans tuned in, I'd like to hear what are some cheap vegan options or ideas, you know, for others that want to get started. We got to help and support those that are on the fence of beginning this transition. If anyone has any questions or anything, go ahead and leave a comment down below or shoot me a message. Thanks for tuning in, fam. See you guys in the next episode.